Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
I'm with you. Oh, Avril, I'm with you. She's so good. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. All right, you guys, Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes. Who's ready for 2 live shows?
Me!
Right? Sounds so fun. Here we go. Your first opportunity today on the last day we're doing this. 7:05 to 5:05. We've got a code word for you every hour that you text to our contest line, 20357. This hour's code word is sun. S-U-N. Take the word sun, text it to 20357. And then you could possibly win both sets of tickets. We've got Benson Boone tickets for October 1st at the Chase Center and tickets for Shawn Mendes October 14th at Frost Amphitheater, courtesy of Golden Voice. This hour's code word is sun, S-U-N, 20357. Put that in your phone and save it as a contact, the Alice contest line. Because if you text that to our regular line, you have not entered the contest. Arrgh. So, Tom Cruise set a Guinness World Record. I wonder how many he holds. I'll bet you Tom Cruise has broken some records. He's Tom Cruise the whole time. This one is for Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. And it was, he broke it while filming. And it was for most burning parachute jumps by an individual. Tom is actually known for doing things over and over and over until finally someone goes, please, no more. Yes, Finny, your hands up.
Spoiler alert. I didn't know there was a flaming parachute in the movie.
Yeah, well, it turns out there is.
Gah!
Yeah. Well, now that it's been out.
Ah, hold on, let me fudge.
Don't beat yourself up.
When we see the clip, they don't let us know if he lived or not.
That is true.
So we don't know.
We don't know if he lived. In real life, I'm pretty sure he lived, Vin.
Maybe. He might be a robot.
It's already been out. This will be the third weekend of it. Now they're just trying to keep the hype going. Now they're going to show you this stunt where he broke the record. But it is true. They cut it at the very end. You want to show the very end of it?
Yeah. Take a look.
So he jumps out of a plane.
Yep. We're going to be real smart. I'm not saying be risky. Yep. We don't take risks, you know, obviously.
So what did you?
Just made a joke.
You're going to have to set for this.
The risky business guy.
Okay. Let's go.
So now there's... Here they go. They're going up into the air. Tom's climbing out. He lets go. He jumps out. The chute comes out after him. Boom! It lights on fire. The seconds count down. Oh, these are all the different shots because he's done it 16 times. 16 times! He's screaming. He's so scared. Everything's on fire. What's going to happen? Oh, no.
Oh, it's so awesome.
So, did he live? No one knows.
Don't know.
You know, it's the last Mission Impossible. He could have died, you guys.
He might be a cyborg.
You know, he might be.
That's why he glitched when he was asked about Father's Day. movies, fun.
Buffering. So, he just set the Guinness World Record for most burning parachute jumps by an individual.
That is the raddest thing. That is so incredible. I loved that.
The greatest piece. So that's up at the Ceremony Facebook page, by the way. But the thing here is, so you think to yourself, okay, so they're burning up this parachute. Well, then obviously there's a backup parachute that hasn't been soaked in fuel. And that's the one that's going to go up. And so that one is just starting to deploy and it gets tangled in what looks like the burning. This is on jump number 16. Mm. It starts to get tangled, and that's when they cut away. I think he lives, though. Oh. But I'm not positive. Spoiler. Yeah. Maybe it's the very last moments of the show, and they're just like, oh, man, after all that, he died just, you know, having fun jumping out of an airplane. Oh, that's too bad. 16 times. He actually jumped out of a helicopter 16 times, strapped to a parachute pre-soaked in fuel and lit it on fire. And according to Guinness, no other actor or stuntman has come close to that amount of drops. And everyone who worked on the film was like, yeah, we didn't need that many. Did you see takes 1 through 5? Those were everything we needed. But Tom, he's like, I really feel like, you know, I've got a better one in me.
I think the dude's a badass.
And he is a badass.
It's so easy to make fun of the guy. He's a target. I get it. Mm. But he's also a total, like the stuff that guy does.
We're not taking any risks here.
You try jumping out of an airplane with a flaming, I mean, I've never done it, but it doesn't look smart.
You got to be a little bit crazy.
And he flies jets and helicopters. Helicopters are really hard to fly.
Yeah, have you ever seen him on a motorcycle?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a given.
I knew you were going there. I did that on purpose. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I don't owe you a Coke.
Yeah, you do.
Get out of here.
Guinness's editor-in-chief says, Tom doesn't just play action heroes. He is an action hero. So true. Oh, my God. A large part of his success can be chalked up to his absolute focus on authenticity, pushing the boundaries of what a leading man can do. In behind-the-scenes footage, he says, if this is twisted while it's burning, I'm going to be spinning and burnt.
You know what's weird about that? As you just said that, his absolute, like the authenticity thing, except he's a flaming phony. Like everything about him is manufactured, except his stunts, which are authentic.
Yes, he's absolutely
everything else
those.
Seems to be that, like, that manufactured persona.
Right. Well, what does my PR team say I should do in this situation? So he says, we're going to be smart. We're not going to be risky. Get it? Because it's a risk. In risky business. Maybe I've been thinking about that photo from one of his early movies, the same year as Risky Business was The Outsiders, where everybody went on to be a huge star. And I don't know, you know, maybe Bob's Movie Club needs to put that into the pile of for your consideration since we're watching just old crappy movies.
It's on the pile.
All right. Thank you. New in theaters this weekend, that movie Ballerina. This is it's a prequel that's set between the third and fourth John Wick movies. It stars Ana de Armas. She plays Eve Macaro, or possibly Macaro. Doesn't really matter. She's a ballerina who becomes an assassin after being forced to watch her father's murder at the hands of Gabriel Byrne's character, I assume, as a child. So there are a couple of different trailers. I put them both up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's a lot of hype behind this movie. I really feel like John Wick is huge. She's very interesting. Like, I don't think she's a super megastar yet, but she's really getting there. So it'll be interesting to see how she does in this role. Like, she's in the first Knives Out, she plays a very kind of like demure character. She's sort of soft-spoken, and she was like, I don't know, almost dowdy. And she was certainly not like a sex pot or you know, action hero. And so this is like totally other end of the spectrum for her. I think she can pull it off. So she sees her dad get murdered, as her character does. She's taken in by Angelica Houston's character and raised within the Rusca Roma, which is the Romani criminal organization that helped train John Wick, for those of you who have any idea what's going on in the John Wick world. Keanu Reeves is in it, spoiler. And I think they didn't need to reveal that in the last trailer they put out. I mean, come on. Like, save some things. But maybe they were like, we're not getting the kind of thirst for this movie that we think we would if they thought John Wick himself was in it. Oh, did I just get a ding-ding for that? So Keanu is in it, but make no mistake, this is an Ana de Armas movie. She's the main star.
In my opinion, she's a star.
Yeah.
She hasn't had that vehicle that makes her a superstar yet.
Yes, right.
Like, there were...
this could be it, then.
What is her name? The girl in Pretty Woman. Woman in Pretty Woman.
Julia Roberts.
Like, that movie
right.
took her from... She was a celebrity mm-hmm. and a star. That movie went...
Yeah.
Like that's she hasn't had that. Ana de Armas hasn't had that vehicle yet.
I agree.
And I don't think this will be it.
But she's been really good.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think?
No, I don't think this is it either because I don't think there's a mass. It'll do great numbers and I love fighting movies. And But I think she needs that crossover that just Pretty Woman is still watched by my wife regularly.
Right.
I know what I'll put on.
Oh, yeah, we want donuts. Marcy.
What?
Marcy brought donuts over. Hell yeah. Come on in. Get in here. Get Marcy.
A little show crossover.
Yeah, we're going to have a little show crossover. Welcome to the Live 105
Hey,
morning
welcome.
Show.
We're live.
We're live.
We're on.
Oh, I got donuts.
Oh, you're the best. Please, come in and say hello.
Come say hi.
So I see that you've claimed the chocolate donut. You've got it looped on your...
I did. I had to grab it before, you know. There's a chocolate donut here.
All right, well, we'll take one, and then I'll bring it back down to your studio. Is that cool?
Yeah.
So you can pass them out.
You're the best. Thank you so much.
Aww, good morning, you guys.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Get on the air. Get back.
Get back on the air. Okay. You've got work to do. Okay, don't come play around here. Get it because it's Marcy's playground?
I didn't, but now I do.
Okay. I hope she got it. I didn't mean to throw her out of here.
Yeah, you did.
You're right.
We have stuff to do.
That's true. Okay, so back to this thing here. So I wanted to mention that there was... I think it was called Ghost or something. There was another action movie that she did recently, and I watched it because she was in it.
I don't know it.
But it wasn't some amazing thing. Is there, you see something?
Was it, let's see, Knock Knock.
Ghosted.
Ghosted!
Was that it?
I think it was. And she turns out she's a spy or something. And
action comedy?
Yeah. Who else, who's the guy in it?
Chris Evans.
Oh, Ryan
Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is
probably
in, yeah.
I've never heard of Adrian Brody, Sebastian Stan.
Wow.
Was this a...
It was maybe 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was 20.
Amy Sedaris is in it?
Yeah.
It must not have been good.
You know, truthfully, I gotta say it must not have been because I really like her and I like some of the people that are in there. But
Oh,
what are the Rotten Tomatoes thing?
Rotten
I think
tomatoes,
we might have gotten 20 minutes into it.
25%.
I'm sure she'd rather we didn't mention that one. We'll just get back to this one.
She just hasn't gotten the vehicle yet. I think she's got the makings of being one of the next big things.
Yeah.
She's young enough. She's really good. She's obviously gorgeous. She just needs that part.
I think this movie will be that part. I really do.
Well, people love the John Wick stuff.
And this, they've been hyping this movie up so much. So
There's a couple other quick notes here. Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead. I think his name is Daryl on The Walking Dead. He's the motorcycle guy. He has apparently some key role in this. And Ian McShane and Lance Reddick return as Winston and Sharon for the Continental Hotel, which is sort of their almost
love
headquarters.
That.
Yeah. Isn't Lance Reddick passed? This is his apparently last role. That he shot.
Oh, that's cool though, that they got his scenes in before he passed away. I didn't know that.
The Phoenician Scheme also opens nationwide today. It was only in 6 theaters. It was in 6 theaters last week. It was open just for one. It came in 14th place, only in 6 theaters, and it still made $500,000. It'll go wide today. So if you're a huge Wes Anderson, I don't think this will ever be a number one movie, certainly not with Ballerina in the running. But for the people who love Wes Anderson, I'm excited. I might actually try and find a way to see this. Doubt it, though. When I get home, I'm so lazy. I'm let's never leave. Let's sit in the hot tub all day. The trailer for this is also up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. By the way, just a quick aside on this. Benicio del Toro plays this international businessman. He survives an assassination attempt at the very beginning of this movie, The Phoenician Scheme. His plane crashes. Mm. And he was going through security at the TSA. And he's in Boston. He's about to catch a flight to LA. And he leaves his computer and his carry-on. So the TSA was we're going to go through your bag. You need to pull that out and, whatever you have to do with your thing. So they go through his bag and the TSA agent finds a script for the movie, opens it up. And the first scene is interior airplane, bomb, interior cockpit, eject the pilot and crash, all these things. And Benicio stays calm and explains that's the script. It's a script. And they went, okay, we can see that it is. But the guy was
tripping.
Benicio made sure to clarify, this is just a film script. And they did let him go. And he says he wasn't bothered by it. He was just happy that the agent was on the ball and looking for people's creepy manifestos.
Good job, sir.
Yes.
Now give me that.
I know. Do you think sometimes I always feel like, and I'm not saying that like Benicio's so well known that everybody, but most people, when a celebrity's walking around somewhere, there's a little and people hear it and it gets like, I don't think there's much of a chance that the TSA.
He's one of those guys that I like him. He's been good in a bunch of stuff. And he also can be super handsome or
incredibly like hideous.
Get some sleep, bro.
Right.
Really. Lay off whatever it is you're on and get some sleep. He's that guy.
Yeah.
Like really the bags and the whole fantastic. Like what?
He can look really, really dangerous and he can also look darling.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of range, that Benicio del Toro. Mm. Wow. On your TV,
if you met him,
yes.
Would you want to kiss him?
No. Would you?
No.
Oh.
But I'm curious. I mean, there are people that you've said.
Do I find him attractive? I really, he's not my type.
You don't. He's not your type.
No.
Like the Hugh Grant thing when he came in here, you were like, oh my God, this guy, I love him so much. I'm going to go sit on his lap. I'm like,
and he let me.
Down.
He let me. And I said, jeez, please whisper sweet nothings in my ear like you do in the
Can
movie.
I nuzzle you?
And he did.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I know, what? Right? It was so good.
Oh, I love him too.
I freaking, and this was for 4 Weddings and a Funeral. Oh, this was like before I was really in love with him when he was the prime minister in Love Actually. God, I love him in that.
But not Benicio. Not like that.
I just, you know what? I haven't seen him in a thing where I fell in love with him. But that's the trick of acting, right? I mean, you're in a movie, you're incredible in it, and people fall in love with you. And they, oh, that guy. Meanwhile, they're just pretending to be somebody else.
I ask because it's always interesting to me who you're going to latch on to. And probably in general, all the people of the world, like who do you go, oh, that person. When Hugh Jackman came in and we spent the whole day with him. Yeah. Didn't we do a Facebook thing?
We did. We did interviews.
But you weren't into him like that.
He was fine. He was
here.
Delightful.
He was fine.
You know who was into him?
Wow.
You. They did like they were doing like a muscle contest and stuff. And I mean, Vinny
well,
was just
I beat
like,
him in an arm wrestling, you know, so there is that.
You beat Wolverine.
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That should be like, you should have a shirt that says that.
We should have video of that somewhere. Where is that?
It doesn't matter. The point is you weren't into him. Like He's a huge movie star.
I thought he was great. I thought he was.
But you weren't like, can I sit on your lap?
Yeah, no. Well, he's no Hugh Grant.
Right.
Come on.
Wait, what?
Even now, I'm like, Hugh.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, there's that. Back to, well, let me see. Do I want to just plow forward? I'm gonna plow forward. There's some things on your television this weekend. I put a lot of trailers up. You can browse through there. But I have like 2 minutes left. And I got to say, I was very impressed with the trailer for Kiss of the Spider Woman. This is a 1976 novel that was made into a stage show. And I'm betting there was probably a movie as well, like in the 70s or 80s. I don't know. This feels like a remake to me, but it could just be a remake of the Broadway production. So Jennifer Lopez is starring in this. And I went, oh, geez, Jennifer Lopez. Oh, J-Lo.
They did it in 1985, by the way.
Oh, it was. So it was a movie. Who starred in it?
Let's see here.
You just said J-Lo.
No. Who starred in the movie in the 80s?
Oh.
It was.
I feel like it was Ashley Judd, but I think I'm thinking of
no,
Kiss
I'm
the Girls.
No, I'm thinking Julia, Sonia Braga.
This is going to be the first time most people see this.
Yeah. Okay.
So it is a full on, apparently the story is, this is what I gleaned from the trailer. There's these two men. They're in trouble. They're going to go to jail. She's already a movie star. And the movie is The Kiss of the Spider-Woman. And one guy is completely taken and fascinated by her. And so he sort of takes the thought of her. She gets him through the prison thing is what it looked like. I don't know. So Jennifer Lopez taking center stage, and they call this like a love letter to musical Hollywood. And I watched the trailer and went, that looks like something I would love.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she's singing through the whole thing too.
J-Lo is.
J-Lo is singing. I mean, it's clearly her singing this song.
You know, the photo that went around after she hosted the AMAs was of her with her dancers. They're mm-hmm. behind her in almost like a
wedge
triangle.
Formation.
Yeah. And she's in front and she's got her one hand in the air and the other hand's on her woman area. And I guess it's supposed to be suggestive and sexy. And, you know, I mean, you put your hand right over your vulva. not hot at all. Mm. Like I looked at that and went, I don't see it.
Sometimes it feels so forced.
It felt completely forced. What's the matter?
No, I just...
We're just using the real words.
I know you were, but it
medical terms.
Should I use the P word instead?
No, no, no. Just, it was. It made
Pudenda, do you mean pudenda?
The T word? You want me to call it a T word?
No.
What?
No. That's my favorite word.
I know. I mean, I can
go big A. Ah. I mean, come on.
Anyway,
you guys, it's Friday and we're done talking about this. And that trailer's up among many other trailers, all at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Oh, happy Friday. What's coming up in the news, Vincenzo?
Our reason for being after these.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. And it's Friday. Hey, I wanted to remind you, less than a week to the next episode of Bob's Movie Club. 6 o'clock in the morning, every other Thursday. Join Sarah and Vinny for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is Dirty Dancing. Now, I know that we did get some new jingles. Yeah. Are we saving them for that day? Are we going to play one now?
Got a couple. Here's one.
All right.
Bob's Movie Club. We're going to talk about the movies now in Bob's Movie Club. Bob's Movie Club.
Amazing.
That is, you guys are great. Adea.
That rocks.
Brickhead.
Ron.
Thank you.
Ron from Brickhead. Oh, my God. And you say there's more. Oh, save them.
I'll save them.
We'll sprinkle them in.
And I've got one when we did the daily game today that I'm going to play. It's a new intro to games.
A new game intro.
A game intro.
Heck yeah. Oh, what fun. That'll be such a more decisive segue for us. Because sometimes we're just like, do I hear the music? What should we? Okay. Let's see. Bob's Movie Club, Dirty Dancing is this week's movie. Next Thursday. This coming Thursday at 6 o'clock, we'll be doing that. Here we go.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Bay Area Recycling Coalition.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Help your community and the planet. Make a big impact when you separate your food scraps from trash and recycling whenever you see a 3-bin sorting station. Thanks for sorting it out.
Oh, that's nice.
From the Bay Area Recycling Coalition. I'm a fan, and I'm happy to hear them. Welcome to, thank you for being on the show.
Yes.
And we appreciate you, and I appreciate everyone that recycles.
Yeah.
You got this.
Make
you
the
can
effort.
Do this. It's not that big a deal. I know I used to be like, oh, man, now what do I got to do? You figure it out. Takes a minute. Where does this go?
You've got this. You're so smart.
Well, they have a lot of things right there at the stations too. This takes this. This gets that. Just take one extra second, and then go. Oh, my nappy goes here. Got it. Mm. Well. Morning clouds, sun later. Highs in the 70s. Last night, the NBA finals were so freaking exciting, and I don't even have a pony in the race. I'm rooting for Indiana, but for no reason other than I hate Oklahoma City because they're a stolen team.
That used to be the Supersonics?
Yeah, they used to be the Seattle Supersonics.
Trying to keep all my stolen teams
straight. But, man, I'm watching it, and for the whole game, Indiana's down, and I'm like, oh, boy, this is not good. I hope this doesn't, you know, this isn't a sign of what's to come. And then what's to come is in the final second of the, and you know what I think is cool, too?
What?
The guy, Halliburton is the guy's name. He gets the ball. And everyone's watching. The eyes of the NBA and all the fans across the country
What's he gonna
are
do
watching.
With
He gets the ball. All the pressure's on him, and he rises to the occasion, dribbles around a guy. The seconds are actually burning, winding down, and he goes up, throws the shot, and sinks it, and takes a one-point lead over Oklahoma City with 0.3 seconds still on the clock. There's nothing they can do with that.
Incredible.
What a win. What an exciting game. Indiana wins last night, 111 to 110. And if you're following the NHL finals, they play tonight at 5 o'clock. There's that.
How exciting.
It was very exciting. Today is National Donut Day. Oh, I just had mine, and so I just had my dessert for the day.
Yeah. It was totally worth it.
It was good.
We both selected a glazed donut. They were bigger. They weren't like Krispy Kreme or anything. They were some local place.
But thanks to Live 105 and Marcy from down the hall who delivered.
Marcy.
Brought them right to us.
Marcy's so nice.
She is a nice lady.
Yeah.
Don't listen to her, though.
No,
I mean,
please
honestly.
Don't keep it here on the Alice.
Right here.
But Sarah's nice, too. Nice. I'm not quite as nice.
Well,
I didn't bring her donuts.
That's true.
Still, we have Bob. Day. We have Bob.
So there's free donuts available at Krispy Kreme or a free donut, and Dunkin' will give you a donut if you buy a coffee. And there's other stuffs, but I don't know. This, I thought, was, okay, here's our reason for being.
Okay.
Almost half of Americans, 2 out of 5, bad at mornings, bad at it.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
It sucks. I actually can't believe only 2 out of 5 are bad at mornings. Mornings blow chunks so hard into fans that blow them back on you. That's mornings right there.
It's so weird what you've chosen to do for a living with that kind of thought process.
You know, for a long time, my card said Sarah Clark, and then in parentheses, not a morning person.
Oh, that's very cute.
Right?
You're so
clever. I probably wrote it in the afternoon when my brain was fully functional.
In a new survey, 38% of Americans admit they're not
good at mornings.
They're bad at mornings. They're just bad at mornings. They don't like it.
You know, before I was in radio, I would listen to morning radio. I listened to Charles Lacodera on the Big Mattress at BCN in Boston, and I loved it. And I thought, this is what an incredible job that must be. What fun they're all having. Oh, my God. It would cheer me up on my way to my stupid, awful job that I had packing stuff for my dad in the shipping department. Like, it sucked. And then what I found out was once you start doing morning radio, you don't have a morning show anymore. There's no more morning show for you. So I'm up at 3 now. I'm just miserable. And I'm doing a morning show for me.
The average person gets out of bed later than planned.
Oh, that's so.
8 times per month, if not more.
Oh.
Do you? 10% of people. No, I get out of bed early. First of all, I almost never, and I would say like, just to put a number on it, 95 out of 100 times I wake up before my alarm.
Mm.
And maybe
your body's tuned to it.
I just wake up early. Yep. And usually I wake up in the 1 or 2 o'clock hour and I look and I go, all right, well, I have time. And I roll over and just chill.
Yep.
And I just wait it out.
Yep.
And what are you going to do? Oh. I'm not going to get up. It's the middle of the night. My kids are asleep and they never shut their doors. Mm. I can't go make noise.
I try to not look at what time it is. Like this morning, I was just laying there awake, just thinking and thinking and thinking. And I'm like, I bet it's like 1 in the morning. I bet I have a couple hours I can still sleep. And I finally asked Siri what time it is. And she's like, the time is 2:56. I'm like, and then I kid you not. So my alarm goes off at 3. I get out of bed at 3.
So you were right there.
And then I've been laying there. And in those 4 minutes, I fell asleep. And it went, whoa! Was startled back awake.
That's
it's almost
epic.
Like just, I guess because I just knew it was over. Then I relaxed finally.
Of course, sleeping in too late can make mornings even harder.
Yep. Because now you're in a rush.
Yeah. Now you're
tired,
behind.
Cranky,
you're
going to
skip breakfast too.
Right. Donut day.
41% of people say the late start, waking up too late, means you probably have to skip breakfast. 16% say, well, there goes the shower.
Oh, goodness.
And 11% say, I'm going to be able to brush my teeth now.
Bro. Listen, Hooman, brush your teeth no matter what, whatever, wherever it breaks, whatever it takes, brush your friggin' teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush,
what
brush,
are you?
Brush, brush, and woo.
Six?
Girl. Even 6 year old. Come on. She doesn't go brush her teeth now?
Not every time. She needs to be told.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, usually you're like, okay, upstairs.
Okay, dragon breath.
Golly.
Come on now.
You're so cute.
You can talk to your friends like with that mouth?
Anyway, 43% say they use an alarm to wake up in the morning. The average time for the first alarm being 6:33 a.m.
Oh my God, I hate you.
You're totally sleeping in. That is a sleep in.
6:30.
That is unbelievable.
If I make it to 6:30 on a weekend, it's amazing.
Anyway, it's our reason for being. We're here to help you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Because you're
so morning show.
Bad at mornings.
Yeah.
We're well.
Damn it. We're so awesome at mornings.
Jeez.
It is sort of a funny thing. Like, I mean, you know, we've been doing mornings together for 29 years and both of us over 30. Like, it is such a life. Like, when new people start doing it, like, you know, we got Bob here and she's still young and kind of wrangling her life. And I talk to some of the guys down at the game who get here really early. And everyone's fighting it. I'm like, you have to not fight it. And I didn't even find that out until maybe 7 or 8 years ago. I just stopped fighting it. I stopped doing the multiple alarms. I set the alarm for the time that I had to get out of bed, and I just get my ass up and out of bed. I go to bed with plenty of time to give myself an opportunity to get out. I gave up on it. And that's what you have to do. Give up.
I've always liked mornings.
Yeah, I know you have.
I've always liked mornings, and I could get Sandy in here sometime, but I won't. But Sandy will tell you the story. She loves this one. She's like, I just remember your little brother crying and saying, please make him stop. I'm too tired for this.
Is this Jan?
This is Jan whining because I'm happy and doing a morning show at the breakfast table.
It is funny if you're a morning person. I'm a morning person too. Mm-hmm. Like, even when I was on my hiatus from here, I kept East Coast hours because I got up early anyway because I'm so used to it. But people who aren't morning people hate us.
Because shut up.
Yeah.
You know, please stop. Please notice that I'm sitting here with a frown on my face. Like, go have a party in the bathroom or something.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
God, you know who was bad? My dad. He would get up and he would
You mean
be,
good?
Yeah, he was good at mornings.
Yeah.
He was, for him. But he would wake the whole house up because he left for work at like 5:45. But he did not care. He was like, this is my house. I make the money here.
You know
I'm
what?
I'm going to go in. And he's whistling and singing and clanking around in the kitchen. And everyone's just like, ugh.
There is absolutely something to be said for that. I don't do that. And that's how I've ended up in another, along the way, I've gone, I can't fight this, and I don't want to feel guilty about waking everybody up.
Right.
So I'm just going to go in another room, and I'm going to take a shower in another room, and I'm going to do, because I don't want no trouble.
Yeah. I think Gentry just wanted company. He's like, could anybody get up and hang out with me? And I got to go to work
No,
here.
I think there was also something, it's generational, and it almost sounds kind of jerky, say it. But I mean, my dad was a guy who came from home from a long day at work, and the TV, he'd take the TV the second he walked in the door. Yeah. You could be watching something and be fully in, and he'd go, put the news on and be like, that's my TV.
Yeah. I own that TV.
All right.
I pay the electric bill
take
for that
AC
TV.
Take an AC guy. What
and the roof over your head, me.
Yeah. Well, and that's
the dinner mom's going to serve me.
It's a similar attitude that he probably grew up with, and he continued it, and it seems to have stopped here.
Yeah.
Because I'm not interested in that. When they come in, they go, oh, sports.
You know what's funny, too, is like, those were the days when there was no pausing the TV.
No, no, no.
There was no, you can finish your show later.
No.
There was, that show's on, it's only on now, and it's never going to be on again. And you're not going to get to watch it because I'm watching the news.
Right. But yeah, I'll walk away. I leave. I'll go put my game on another TV. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, that's another beauty of things is that we all have, I have a TV on my phone, for God's sake. Really. You get right down to it. You can watch it on my watch.
There's a new ranking of the best smells in the world.
Ooh, ooh.
The best smells in the world. I remember I was dating this lady and I asked her, you know, like you ask questions.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I remember sort of like making notes like, oh, she loves the smell of fresh cut grass.
Mm.
That's weird.
It's a nice smell.
Is it?
It is a nice smell. It's very distinct.
It's not on the list.
Oh.
Not that I see.
Is it things like coconut? Like, I love the smell of coconut.
Let's see. Vanilla's high on the list.
Mm, I like that smell.
Let's see.
Coconut. What about like gardenia or jasmine?
Jasmine comes in at number 20
it's
on the list of the
right
best
now.
Smells.
Everybody's mint. Smelling that. Oh, mint.
Lilacs.
Oh, lilacs are all right.
I don't understand this one. The moment before it rains.
Yeah, there's like an ozone thing. It's a barometric pressure change. And there's, you don't know that. You know what though? I disagree with that. I think it's the moment it starts raining. It's like almost when the big plunks of rain hit the sidewalk and it's like electric.
I think that moment is cool. If you showed me smells and went.
You wouldn't go, oh, that's hot, wet sidewalk.
Well, hot, wet sidewalk's different than a normal rainfall though. A normal rainfall would be on a cold day. Like hot, wet sidewalk. Yeah, I think I would be able to smell that.
That's actually a real East Coast smell. That's so funny.
Because it gets hot and then the thunderstorms come in for like 10 minutes and then they leave.
Yep.
And yeah, and it's
and you watch
steaming.
And you know it's coming. You're watching all day. You're like, oh, there are the thunderheads building up. That's a 4 o'clock storm is what that looks like. And it's hot and muggy. And then all of a sudden, crash, boom, bang. Ooh, that smell of ozone. And you're cooled down by 10 degrees.
Bob, you agree?
Yep.
She's a Philly gal.
Yeah, she's an East Coast girl. So what year were you born?
95.
So we were in Philly all when you were 1 year old. We were there in 96.
Uh-huh.
That's so crazy.
Well, anyway.
Then eventually you found your way to us.
I lived in Oregon where it rained a lot. I'm native Californian where it doesn't rain a lot, usually.
Maybe there's no distinct smell there because it's always so damp.
And yeah, I definitely didn't smell it. The thing I like about a rain though, especially in California, is that it cleans everything.
Yes.
Including the air, but it also just cleans the buildings
just
and the ground.
Just the dust feels like it's been tamped down. And,
I love that. I love that part of it. Okay, so the best smells in the world, the moment before it rains.
Okay.
Apple pie. Mm. Cinnamon. Burning wood. No thanks.
I like that. I love a fire.
I like a fire, but burning wood reminds me of just the fires we have here in California. It's not good.
Well,
citrus,
move out of the way of the smoke then, maybe.
Yeah.
Because honestly, don't let it ruin it for you.
Citrus is high on my list.
Yes.
Any one of them. Lime, lemon, orange is probably my favorite,
although
but any citrus.
You are the guy with the orange blossom smell.
I grew up with
that's the smell to me. Like you can keep, I love the smell of citrus. It smells great. It's a nice fresh smell. But man, there's something about those orange blossoms. Of all the, you know, everybody's got citrus in their yard in California. But if you've got an orange tree,
I grew
so
up
good.
With it.
Mm.
Just on the wind. Amazing.
Mm.
The best smells in the world. Wood, lavender, and now we're at the top 10. A real Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Oh, Christmas is right around the corner, everyone.
It really
Are you
isn't.
That?
It's not
right
even. No, it
here.
Isn't.
I can
it's
see
so,
it.
So, outside, so many months. It's over. Weather. It's like 7 months away.
Forget about that one. Come on. The Italian donkey.
No.
Sing us a few bars.
Sing us a few bars.
No, Vinny.
Oh, I don't. I just learned of this last year.
What's the name of the donkey?
Dominic.
Don't tell him.
Dominic the donkey.
Sorry.
I don't know it. You're not listening to me.
I loved Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
Did you?
You feel that, everyone? Christmas is right around the corner. Mm. Clothes fresh out of the dryer. Vanilla. I like vanilla. Vanilla can be way too strong and ruin it, though.
Yes.
Vanilla needs to be light. Like barely.
Yes. A hint of vanilla.
Chocolate chip cookies, cinnamon rolls, sea breeze.
Mm.
Unless, of course, there's a rotting animal on
dead
the beach.
Dead brain
and then,
whale
woof,
or something.
Oh, God. You do not want that.
The sea breeze is just ruined.
Cookies fresh from the oven, cold mountain air, after it rains. But number one, best smell in the world, as voted by all the peoples, freshly baked bread.
Oh, that is a great smell.
It is a great smell.
That's a good one.
I would skip, I mean, if it wasn't too many carbs and if it wasn't going to make me pre-diabetic and if it wasn't, you know, a major problem in my life already, I would skip all meat for bread.
It's slathered with butter?
Just bread, yeah. It's like I just
fresh,
and then I don't have to think
bread,
about like
big,
oh this
slab of it.
This guy was probably pretty nice. Dang it. I mean, put it in your mouth because you have to, but
you mean the animal?
Yeah.
I was stuck on the bread.
He's probably a pretty nice guy.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
No, they only slaughter the evil animal.
Yeah, they own right.
I hope you're
that
right.
That is actually true. Yeah. They call the herd. They're like, all right, here who here wants to murder anybody?
They do a Rorschach test. What does this look like? Moo.
Yep, that's it. That guy's
evil.
Bad.
Evil. Yeah. Evil.
Don't worry, you're only eating bad cow. Not mad cow.
415. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I am with you, but the smell of your lady is not a thing that we say around here. I mean, that is not right. I'm with you, though. 510, orange blossom is the best smell in the world. Alicia, Oakland Radio.
My dad is texting in.
Oh, Gentry, you're listening.
Guy. He says, you never heard me when I get up to go to work. I never whistle. I never bang around. I just got my coffee and drove to work. You are a liar, Dad.
Oh, come on.
Now get to work on that list of dad jokes that we sent you from the station. I don't want to hear another peep out of you till I get a voice memo from you.
He just called you out.
He is lying.
You framed him.
I didn't frame him.
You know what, Gentry? I've watched her frame.
Put some pants on, Dad.
I've watched her frame Maddie. I've watched her. She is a framer, and I believe you.
You better get me that recording, Dad.
She is a framer. She'll frame you. She'll frame you right up. And just be happy about it, too.
That is true. I did frame you about your stinky fart.
Yeah, you really did.
Did I frame Bob for anything yet?
Not
probably
yet.
Not. I probably won't. She feels like an ally.
You'll get there.
The guy who wrote Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer lives in San Rafael. Elmo Shropshire.
Yeah, he came.
Yeah, we've heard that.
He came through the show one time.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, way
like
back
on the phone or?
Yeah, he came by, did it live. And
Oh. I don't remember that at all. Oh. Boy, I might remember.
Nice guy.
It's a jam.
Is he around still? Could we get him for Bob? Like, could we get that for Bob for Christmas?
I'm going to San Rafael this weekend, too, so maybe...
San Rafael? Is that what you said?
I don't know how to say it. That was my first time ever saying it. Sorry.
Say San Rafael.
San Rafael.
The name of the smell of rain is called petrichor?
Oh, I've heard of that.
Really?
Alicia,
yeah.
Okay.
Petrichor. What was the one you did the Petoptagon or something yesterday? It sounded like that one. Petrichor. Let me look
petrichor.
That up.
Petrichor. Sydney and San Rafael, Alicia and Oakland, they're all calling it petrichor.
Hmm. An earthy scent after the rain, also known as petrichor, or a company that specializes in digital rock analysis and core analysis, petrichor. And it's spelled P-E-T-R-I-C-H-O-R. Petrichor, the scent. After rain falls on dry soil. So dumb. It's a Greek word from Petra, stone, and ichor, the fluid that flows in the veins of the gods. Okay.
What?
You heard me. Don't make me repeat it. Nobody knows. It's the thing.
707 says, bleep you all for ruining Pink Pony Club. Now at random times, it's Bob's Movie Club that pops into my head and bums me out.
Me too.
Well, bums you out. Stop it. What bums you out about that? Just lighten up.
Yeah, enjoy your parasocial relationship with us. Come on.
Yeah. What did she said?
What just happened?
She went from San Rafael to...
parasocial relationships and petrichor.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blood of the gods.
Let's come out of the trash.
Okay. Khloe Kardashian invented thong jeans. Is it wrong?
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.